tried to look at other ones, or?
We, in fact, have not.
Okay.
The other responsive moieties that we use, the one I didn't talk about, are hydrogen bonding systems.
Mm.
And here, they're responsive, but they're responsive to mostly temperature. And
okay.
The medium that you work with at a high temperature to break the hydrogen bonds. And there, that's it's responsive, but the spontaneous. Where here, the responsiveness, you actually have to activate, you know, with the light. So we have tagged particles with hydrogen bonding groups. And of course, you know, when we cool down, we can get these particles to attract with each other due to the hydrogen bond, and build up a network of particles in that manner. Then we heat them up, the hydrogen bonds break, and so the particles are dispersed in water. So we can do that, but we haven't per se tried to switch out coloring to another photo function.
So how would that react? tried to look at other ones, or?
We, in fact, have not.
Okay.
The other responsive moieties that we use, the one I didn't talk about, are hydrogen bonding systems.
Mm.
And here, they're responsive, but they're responsive to mostly temperature.
Okay.
The medium that you work with at a high temperature should break the hydrogen bonds. And there, that's it's responsive, but it's spontaneous. Where here, the responsiveness, you actually have to activate, you know, with the light. So we have tagged particles with hydrogen bonding groups. And, of course, you know, when we cool down, we can get these particles to attract with each other due to the hydrogen bond and build up a network of particles. In that manner, when we heat them up, the hydrogen bonds break and the particles are dispersed in water. So we can do that, but we haven't per se tried to switch out the color ring to another photo function group.
So how would that react?